Fox is reporting the number of casualties resulting from Hurricane Maria is probably around 450. The news site saying it did cross-check various reports from investigative journalists on the ground in Puerto Rico to arrive at that number. Two members of Congress have now announced they'll request an audit of that official death toll. The hurricane also leaving many on Puerto Rico without power, food, or water. Microsoft has a new product out this week.
Technologies that will forever change the way that we work, communicate, and play.
Microsoft launching its Windows 10 Fall Creators Update and Windows Mixed Reality Headsets. Alex Kipman is a technical fellow in Microsoft's operating system group, and he says the update basically brings together 3D and your actual surroundings through your PC with the new Mixed Reality Headsets. So he says you'll now be able to enjoy things like travel, sports, concerts, and gaming with much more reality than before.
Computers will empower us to renegotiate our very contract with reality, giving us the capability to transcend time, space, and devices.
The headsets now available from Microsoft partners, including Acer, Dell, HP, and Lenovo. You don't have to be a computer scientist to find us online. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Designs. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Well, good afternoon. The weather for Hunterdon County. It is currently 66 degrees. And we are expecting a sunny day with a high near 71. Tonight we will have some patchy fog after 1 a.m. and it's going to be around 40 degrees. Thursday will be partly sunny and a high of 72. Thursday night, clear with a low around 47. Friday, also sunny and 72. And Friday night, clear. Saturday will be sunny. And Sunday will be mostly sunny with a high near 72. So we're going to have a bit of steady 70 to 72 weather for the next several days. So it sounds like it's going to be a lovely weekend. It is currently 12:06.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I have my master's in counseling. I'm a licensed professional counselor and also nationally certified as a counselor. I have been in private practice for 18 years and have been in the field of counseling for over 30. My topic today is based on actually some news that just came out the other day. I think it was 2 days ago, actually. Hit the news cycle about our government's role, and I'm going to say I'm not terribly surprised, but our government's role in the epidemic of opiates. And it is an epidemic. 2016, roughly 64,000 people died of an opioid overdose. Now, this would include both prescription, so legal and illegal drug use. It is definitely an epidemic. And that is just, we're just talking about, we're not talking about drug addiction, including alcoholism. We are talking about just opioids. You can find the article, actually. It's on the Washington Post. It came out, like I said, a couple of days ago. The article is called "The Government's Shameful Role in the Opioid Crisis." So I'm going to just refer to this article a little bit, but I am going to give you some more information about opioids and addiction and recovery, because I think that has to be part of this whole topic, not just talking about the government's role. So when I advertised my show for today, I said, the opioid epidemic, who is to blame? Well, the government does have a big role to play, but it's not only the government, because we have this mindset. We have the mindset of, oops, I just hit the microphone. Sorry, people. We have this mindset of the drug dealer standing on the corner selling drugs. That's what we tend to think about, because that had been, and still is to some extent, the process of someone who is addicted or wants to use drugs. They go to the drug dealer. Okay. But we know that a lot of that has changed, even though we don't really think of it that way. But there's actually been an investigation on this. And it was actually aired, written by the Post. It was also on 60 Minutes. And the report exposed weakening federal enforcement of drug distribution. So that there is also a corrosive industry lobbying situation that cripples the enforcement and a dysfunctional Congress and White House at the time when this was happening, as the epidemic was really beginning to hit us. The bottom line is the Drug Enforcement Administration, or the DEA, is charged with making sure that prescription narcotics do not spill into the general public and that they remain in a legitimate supply chain. In other words, my doctor gives me the prescription, I go to the pharmacy, the pharmacists fill the prescription, and that is the legitimate chain. The DEA is supposed to control that whole aspect so that we don't have what would be called drug dealers in lab coats. The investigation reveals how the vital DEA enforcement mission was badly undercut in a bill supported by drug companies that Congress passed and was signed by President Barack Obama last year without sufficient scrutiny. And that's a quote. The breakdown of enforcement is appalling. It is reported that the DEA's effort was undertaken in the mid-2000s to target drug distribution companies that were also shipping unusually large volumes of opioids. And so this would be through the mail. And here's an example. One mid-sized I'm semi-quoting from this article. One mid-sized distributor shipped 20 million doses, 20 million doses to pharmacies in West Virginia over 5 years. 11 million doses to one county alone with a population of only 25,000 people. Not only that, some pharmacies in Florida were nothing more than illicit drug dens, with streams of customers arriving in vans from Appalachia. They would take pills back, 30 pills in a bottle of oxycodone worth $900, and then they would sell that. The DEA has brought at least 17 enforcement cases against 13 drug distributors and one manufacturer under a hard-changing head of office of the division control. So that was going on, and then the rules changed. Originally, the DEA could freeze drug shipments that posed an imminent danger to the community, giving the agency broad authority to act. In 2014, the industry, meaning the drug industry, launched an effort to slow enforcement by changing the standards. The legislation was sponsored by Representative Tom Marino and was aided by former DEA officials who went through the revolving door of helping drug companies. The DEA officials pushed back. One wrote the bill is fixing a problem that doesn't need fixing. At one point, Attorney General Eric Holder Jr. spoke out against the legislation, but over time and after Mr. Holder left office, it sailed through Congress by unanimous consent and was signed by President Obama. The new law requires the DEA to show that a company's actions represent a substantial likelihood of imminent threat, meaning it's a much higher threshold. This all adds up to disgraceful conduct between the drug companies and the government. The Congress must put the authority back in the DEA's hands to control this problem. It is a huge problem. Again, as I mentioned, 64,000 Americans died last year from opiates. Last year, and I know the big talk is about guns and death by any means, guns or drugs, it's awful. When we're talking about 2016, 33,000 versus 64,000. So it's almost double. But we don't talk about or push or make aware the problem of opiates. We talk about it sort of on the side. It's kind of mentioned a little bit. There should not be anyone dying from an overdose. Just like there really shouldn't be anyone dying from guns either. So you think about it. You combine the two things, and I'm going to say this. How many gun deaths are related to drug deals? Probably a lot. That statistic I didn't look up. Today, nearly half of all U.S. opioid overdose deaths involve a prescription. a prescription. Does that mean that the doctors are not doing their jobs? Doctors get kickbacks from the drug companies. Does it mean the pharmacists are not doing their jobs? The pharmacists get kickbacks from the drug companies. I understand. I believe that Pennsylvania. Let me just see if I where I find this. Yeah. My understanding is that Pennsylvania is suing 16 different drug companies as a consequence of this. There it is. And I believe other states are doing the same thing. It is an epidemic. Epidemic. Now, I myself, why would I talk about this? I don't have anyone in my family that's addicted to heroin or opioids that I'm aware of. However, the first half, and if you recall when I started, I talked about in my private practice, 18 years, been in the field for about 32. The first half of my career was all about working with people in nonprofit sector who were recovering from drug and alcohol addiction. My master's degree, if I were to say that I could claim a main area of study, was in addiction. And so I have a very, and I still work with a number of, great number of people within my private practice that are in early recovery. I work with families who have someone who is struggling with addiction. And I also work with people who have grown up in households where there's been addiction. And addiction in general does not necessarily mean opiates. We still have cocaine. We still have other prescription drugs that are addictive. We have alcohol, gambling, sex addiction, shopping addiction, workaholism, addicted to video games. The list is food addictions. The list can go on and on about ways that we as human beings, cigarettes, okay. Addiction is a disease, and it still boggles my mind that people do not agree with that. And I know one of the areas where there is concern or confusion, I will say that, is, well, you know, you had the first cigarette and now you're addicted to it. It was your choice to start off with. Or, you know, you're the one that started drinking, or you're the one that took the pills. I mean, you knew the danger. Yes. One of the main, I'm going to say, one of the main aspects of addiction, or symptoms, I'm going to use that word, is denial. Yes, but I can control it. Yeah, it's not going to happen to me. Well, I know all the ins and outs, and so I know how to be really careful. The other issue or the other symptom around addiction is that, the word just went in and out of my head, you need more to get the same effect. The word will come back to me. And so part of what happens is your body gets used to it. It's not working quite as well. So you need tolerance. There's the word. Told you I'd get it back. So I gain a tolerance. So it used to be I'd get a little tipsy with one drink. No, I'd get a little tipsy with three drinks. See, I'm gaining a tolerance. My body's getting used to it. I used to get, you know, it used to be that one pill would deal with my pain. Now I need three pills to deal with my pain. So I need more to get the same. Okay, so my tolerance is going up. So I have denial and I have tolerance. I also then have withdrawal symptoms, which will include craving. Now, why do I say that? I don't know. I'm beginning to feel like a headache. Well, the thing that I know that's going to help that would be to use a little bit more. Okay? Or I'm feeling some anxiety. I can't sleep. I'm feeling fatigued. I may even be getting to the point where I'm having some nausea, diarrhea, or sweating. These are all withdrawal symptoms, which someone would say, well, the thing that I know is going to help me feel better is to use some more. There are other signs to note that you're now becoming addicted, especially I'm going to say to opioids. There's a notable elation or euphoria. And then there's a marked sensation of drowsiness. So that nod out, as people say. Maybe feeling some confusion. An opiate is a depressant. It slows things down. So your breathing will slow. You may end up being very constipated. Your pupils contract. They get smaller. One of the things that might happen is you start doctor shopping. Well, I can get the same prescription from many different doctors. One of the things that I know that we have done is we have portals, so one doctor can see what another doctor is doing, and a lot of that really has to do with how medication is being prescribed, because this way you can't go to Dr. A and get a prescription and then go to Dr. B, get the same prescription, because now they see it's already given to you. And it's the same thing with going to a number of different pharmacies, because people used to do that too. You may have social withdrawal, isolation, financial problems. So there are definitely signs that you may be addicted. You may find that you have a weakening immune system. There may be some other secondary issues related to intravenous use, such as abscesses, system function, other blood-borne illnesses such as hepatitis or HIV/AIDS. Change in pattern of friendships, change in appearance, sometimes extreme acne. So there are many, many things that can contribute. And one of the things, too, that about addiction is it is progressive. Therefore, the tolerance, need more. And so it gets worse over time. I progress more. I need more. My life, as my use goes up, my quality of life goes down. It cuts into my value system. I would never think of
stealing. Now I'm taking money out of someone's purse, stealing their jewelry, checking out their medicine cabinet, seeing what they have. It's chronic. Once someone is addictive, they're going to always be addicted. I know there's a bit of a push. I get calls every once in a while. Someone says, do you practice that moderation treatment? Moderation treatment? Yes. Can you teach me how to drink like a normal person? No. There's no such thing. That's another piece of denial. Once you're an addict, and it doesn't matter if it's alcohol, cocaine, heroin, Vicodin, Xanax, codeine, cocaine. Once you're an addict, you're an addict. And I've used this example in my office because sometimes we say, well, you know, isn't it a genetic predisposition towards addiction? Well, yes, there's probably a very strong component to that. In addition, however, if you use enough, you will become an addict. And I use this example. I may have even used it here. I don't remember. AA has a saying that says, once a cucumber becomes a pickle, it's always a pickle. It can never become a cucumber again. Now, we have cucumbers that are specifically genetically designed to be pickles. Little gherkins, the sour pickles, the dill pickles. We all know the shape and size of those. We also know the shape and size of a salad cucumber. That's, you know, maybe 7 to 10 inches long. If I take that salad cucumber and I put it in a pickle brine, I'm going to still end up with a pickle. Even though it's not genetically designed to be a pickle. So I'm going to, I need to take a commercial break. And I'm going to come back and talk about this topic a little bit more. Well, a little bit more. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-888-8888. 713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura. We like to think, so I editorialize here also, we like to think that our government is looking out for us. We like to think that our government is taking care of us. They look, they have issues, you know, in terms of our health care. They want to make sure we get good health care. They want to make sure that we have food, help in times of crisis. Can't believe that our government would do anything that would actually hurt us. And yet, here we have an article that talks about how, through lobbying the drug companies, and Congress, and the White House, reduced enforcement of monitoring the distribution of opiates. They can be sent through the mail. There's no need to check on them. There's no need to, well, there is a need, but there's no law to check on them. There's no law to enforce how many people are getting what. Even though there are certain things that, you know, like I said, like the insurance portals and having to sign for things when you go and pick up a prescription, and it seems as if they're doing a nice job of monitoring, and how could this be so out of control? Because isn't the DEA supposed to keep pills from being siphoned off? Isn't their mission to enforce distribution of illegal and illicit drugs? And why is it then that there is a bill that undercuts this? I am appalled. Absolutely appalled. Not only do we have a bill that does this, we've also opened up the whole use of marijuana, recreational use. It is a gateway drug. Keep in mind, the whole idea of addiction being a disease is it fits the American Medical Association's definition of a disease. It's progressive. It means it gets worse over time. At some point, the marijuana is not sufficient. Or I may have gotten some marijuana laced with fentanyl. Or I may have gotten some marijuana laced with some opiate or cocaine, something, which now hooks me into something stronger, which moves me along. It progresses me down that dark rabbit hole of addiction. And our government is playing a role and it needs to stop. We need to contact our senators and our congressmen and demand that this change. If you have a son or a daughter, a husband or a wife, or a parent that is addicted, you need to make a phone call. It's very easy to find out who's representing you. Just go Google it and make a phone call. Demand that something changes. People are dying every day. Every day. It's very easy to Google things like statistics. So 2016 statistics. On death in car accidents. Okay. I'm just doing it right now. Now, some of these car accidents can be related, obviously, to drugs, to alcohol, to texting and driving. So, let's see. 17,775 deaths in the first half of the year. Up 10% from 2015. So here's another statistic. So that was half. So here's the other statistic, which makes sense. 37,461 people killed in car crashes. Average of 102 a day. 37,461. Now, what percentage of those were people using drugs, alcohol, marijuana? I can look that up too. 33,000 gun deaths. 64,000 deaths from opiates alone. Opiates alone. Make that phone call. This has got to change. How many of those gun deaths are related to drug deals? How many of those gun deaths are related to criminal behavior around drugs? Gangs. This has got to stop. If we were to add up all of these people, we're talking about 150,000 people. That's a small city every year. You can contact NJReach. And I'm sure some of you have seen those commercials, njreach.gov, to learn more about the signs of addiction, to get online help, to get information on how to get into rehab and into detox. Now, detox is extremely important, a medical detox. Can people detox from opiates on their own? They can. It's painful. And if there's some other drugs, it can be life-threatening. It's imperative. And it would be irresponsible of me as a counselor to say to do it that way. You need to get medical supervised detox. Detoxification from a toxic substance that you've been putting in your body. Toxic, poisonous substance.
go to your local hospital, go online, NJReach, take action against this disease. Stop the denial behind it. Oh, it's not a disease. They're just weak-willed people. Nonsense. It is a real bona fide disease that is not curable, but is treatable. Just like diabetes. Diabetes is a disease. It's treatable. If I exercise and eat right and stay away from sugary foods and things loaded with carbohydrates and even take medication if that's what's required, I can go to the doctor and it can look as if I am free of diabetes. And then I can relapse and go right back to my old behaviors, and darn, there's my sugar right back where it was, if not worse than before. Diabetes is a treatable disease. COPD. Oh my gosh, you know what? I have my inhaler, I have my medication, I can do really well. I can live a long time with COPD. Because it's treatable, but it doesn't go away. If I stop my treatments, it's going to come back and it's going to get worse. The treatment for addiction. First of all, you got to stop using. You have to go to medical detox. You need to go to a rehab or an outpatient program. You need to get into a support system for recovery. It's a real shame. You know, I look at the big picture. I'm a big picture person. And there's so many areas where we're chipping away at health. Because, you know, the sicker I am, the more I rely on someone else. Now, we're such a codependent society. I have people coming to the rescue to rescue me because it's all part of the same big picture. If you're struggling, go to your hospital. Get a detox. Contact reachnj.gov. These things are really important. The American Society of Addiction Medicine, ASAM. The American Society of Addiction Medicine. Right there, that tells you it's a disease. Opioids are a class of drugs that include illicit drug heroin, as well as the illicit drug prescription pain relievers, oxycodone, hydrocodone, codeine, morphine, fentanyl, and others. And this is the thing, there's a physical aspect. They interact with the opioid receptors on the nerve cells in the brain and nervous system. Addiction is a primary, chronic, and relapsing brain disease characterized by an individual's pathological pursuit of the reward and or relief by substance use and other behaviors. And it is estimated that 23% of individuals who use heroin develop an opiate addiction. I need to take another commercial break. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat, and I will be back in just a few moments.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail personnel is your staffing solution. located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program. I have a master's in counseling. I'm licensed as a professional counselor, and I'm nationally certified, national certified counselor. I have a practice here in Flemington. If anyone is interested in finding out more about what I do, you can find me on the web at www.alterolcounselor.net. That's Alterol with two L's, counselor, O-R, dot net. You can also call me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. I do not keep a waiting list. I deal with many issues working with individuals and couples. So addiction, my show topic is on addiction, so that's one of them. But depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress, many different issues. One of the things that I have experienced in working in the drug and alcohol field, which I had mentioned earlier was the first half of my career, is once that we oftentimes get the drug and alcohol or whatever the addictive behavior is under control, we see that there are underlying issues, which can be depression, anxiety, trauma, many different things. So the secondary thing may actually be the primary issue, and that the drug use is something that was about self-medicating. With that being said, as I was saying earlier, please go and Google the government's role in the opioid crisis, and you will see several different articles come up. I think it's important to educate yourself The more educated you are, the better you can make choices. Call your congressman, call your senator. Have this awful thing change. Because it's killing people every day. Every day. And it's just tragic. It's unnecessary. In addition, educate yourself. Know what addiction looks like. If a doctor prescribes, always ask. Ask, is this addictive? I'm going to give you a pain, you know, something for to help you with the pain. I'm going to give you something to help you with your anxiety. I'm going to, you know, barbiturates. It's really important to ask the question. Is this going to be addictive? Does it have addictive properties to it? Is there a possibility? Can we come up with an alternative treatment? We over-medicate in general. If you're seeing a psychiatrist and getting medication and you do not have a counselor, you are shortchanging yourself in recovery. You are using a Band-Aid because you stop the medication, and what happens? All of the signs and symptoms come back because you're not actually making and doing the work to make the change. As a licensed professional counselor, as a counselor, not a coach, a counselor, it is my job to help provide you with the coping skills that you need to deal with the underlying issues that you may have, and to look at why these things are going on in your life. I'm about mental health. Mental health. I'm a mental health care provider, not mental illness, mental health. So I'm, you know, watching the news is the thing that really inspired this topic. I know I've talked about it before. I know I'm going to talk about it again. There's never enough. Talk about it. I remember years ago when I was getting my master's degree, I was a graduate assistant, and I had a job working as a producer for a TV show, and one of the things that I was told is, I don't want to ever talk about drugs and alcohol. We're done with it. We've beat it to death. It's in the past. I don't think so. I don't think so at all. Because we are at epidemic proportions. And it has to stop. And as a citizen, you have the right to call and demand a change. Call and demand that something be done to stop this. Closing the borders, it's good, not enough. It's not enough, especially with this piece of information that just came across the wire a couple of days ago. Drug companies need to be held accountable. Doctors need to be held accountable. Pharmacies need to be held accountable. The DEA needs to be held accountable. The Congress needs to be, and Senate, they need to be held accountable. And if you are struggling, reachnj.gov. Reachnj.gov. You can get help. Go to your local hospital. Seek out a medical detox. Get into treatment. Go to programs like Alcoholics Anonymous. Get that support. Get into therapy. That's your medicine for treatment. So, I hope this has been useful. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselors Chat, and I will be back next week. with more information on mental health. Have a great week.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The stock market hit today 23,000. That's an all-time record high, so congratulations to everybody in our country.
President Trump in a speech to the Heritage Foundation last night talking about the Dow Industrial Average topping 23,000 before it fell just under 23,000 at yesterday's close. The president also talking about health care, saying that while he respects a bipartisan agreement, it doesn't cure the basic ills of Obamacare.
While I commend the bipartisan work done by Senators Alexander and Murray, and I do commend it, I continue to believe Congress must find a solution to the Obamacare mess instead of providing bailouts to insurance companies.
Three people are dead after a shooting at an industrial park just north of Baltimore. Federal officials on the scene say five total have been shot. USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Money causes stress and uneasiness in our closest relationships, according to Bank of America's new Friends Again report. In fact, more than 50% of the population has seen a friendship end over money. And it is not always a lot of money that will cause a relationship rift. Nearly 40% of consumers say they would end a friendship over $100 or less. But there are ways we can salvage a relationship before it goes south over an IOU. Dr. Melanie Ross Mills, relationship expert.
Talking about money doesn't always have to be awkward. If you follow some simple tips, having an honest conversation is the best way to avoid these issues. Coordinate shared expenses in advance to avoid unexpected spending. Communicate openly with your friends about money owed and use mobile apps like the Bank of America app for a simple way to send, request, and receive money from friends, no matter where they bank.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/friendsagain.
Once again, Democrat-appointed judges are blocking President Trump's order on immigration. Correspondent Chris Barnes reports.
U.S. District Judge Theodore Schwang of Maryland says the president's comments during his campaign and on Twitter have led him to believe that the restrictions are meant to act as an unofficial Muslim ban, the judge declaring most of the directive unconstitutional, although he did uphold parts that do enable President Trump to ban North Korean nationals and Venezuelan business officials from traveling to the U.S. On Tuesday, a federal judge in Hawaii blocked the ban, while also keeping the North Korea and Venezuela provisions intact. I'm Chris Barnes.
More details are emerging about a Kentucky man who tried to hop over the White House fence. Police in D.C. say Curtis Combs climbed over a concrete barrier south of the White House yesterday morning. He was dressed as the Pokemon character Pikachu and dropped a backpack along the way. Combs is charged with unlawful entry. USA Radio News.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24 Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24 Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24 Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
A group of scientists are claiming an advancement in their quest to allow quadriplegics to breathe on their own. Here's Sarah Lee Kessler with the details.
Scientists at Case Western Reserve School of Medicine in Ohio studied paralyzed rats and mice. Lead researcher